Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We need your help today as we make progress. And I want to thank you for our mayor for raising up a young man with such a significant heart for our city. Thank you for the McCaskey family. Thank you for Kevin. And now we thank you for all of the people who will benefit by the Bears staying in Chicago.
Arlington Heights is still Chicago for a football team that has reach outside of a city limit perameter.
That was a segment of the shameful and repulsive opening start to the Bears' ask for public money, their start of their PR rollout, invoking God, directly thanking God for Kevin Warren, and then asking for divine intervention to build a stadium with taxpayer dollars.
When it was the McCaskey's decision what to do with their $200 million that they paid, did they not pray to figure out what was the best option for them? And then they decided to buy Arlington Heights? That was their money, though, right? That was their money. They paid $200 million.
And you always say, who's representing the taxpayer here?
Who's representing us?
Who's representing? We know who's representing the Bears. We know who's representing the city, shamefully enough, also.
Incredibly disappointed
in Brandon Johnson.
Yes.
Not a great look for him.
So here it is. This is the breakdown for what it will cost to fund the Bears Stadium project per the press conference today. The Bears would commit $2 billion of a $3.225 million project. Well, that's supposed to be billion-dollar project. There's an NFL loan request from the Bears for $300 million and an ISFA bond request of $900 million.
With the idea being that they want to continue and then pay off the $650 million that's still left on the bonds for before, leaving $335 million in new money. That's how the Pauls are going to justify this as not being new money.
But when they decided, the Bears did, to spend $200 million, did they not pray that one through? I certainly would have, myself.
There's a great tweet here from the account Chicago Bars. It says, the city of Chicago can ask the legislature to extend the 2% hotel tax after the current $650 million of Bears Stadium debt is paid off. That's current. That's already on the books today. And then use it for all kinds of building trade union job creating stuff like CPS school upgrades and lead water line replacement, like actual infrastructure things that help people.
Funding safety, for example.
Man, I'm just seething about this whole thing. I'm seething about it. And they're getting what they count. They're gonna get idiots. Oh, look at the renderings. This is gonna be awesome. Yay, football. This is real money. These are real people. This is we're talking about our lakefront. and they want to just plop another giant concrete blob down there to do what?
We also don't know what the infrastructure is going to be for parking. Have they discussed that? Oh, they haven't taken any questions, at least as of 1 o'clock, and it started an hour ago?
They are filibustering.
So who's representing us? Let's hear what Governor J.B. Pritzker had to say about this before this press conference even began.
You know, it's been taking years and years for that debt to get paid off on Soldier Field and now Guarantee Rate Field. Going forward, because I know you've also said you're open to listening to proposals from sports teams. What would it take to put the Bears over the finish line with this? Given, and are there any lessons learned from the last 20, 30 years and, state government's familiarity with this topic?
Well, maybe one lesson that could be learned just from the last few years is stadium deals and taxpayers putting money forward for stadium deals, not particularly popular around the country. Take note that the winner of the Super Bowl this year, the team went out to try to get a stadium financed by the public, and it was rejected by the public in a place where the Super Bowl champions reside. And I think this is, a recognition that these are private businesses, that the owners of these private businesses need to put a lot more forward in order to get, have their dreams fulfilled and not just rely upon the taxpayers of Illinois to make that happen for them. Having said that, I think all of us want success for the state. We want, more commerce. We want more jobs. We want our teams to be successful. So, we share all of that in common, but we've got to use our dollars wisely.
That's J.B. Pritzker. And you know what else? I also am incredibly disappointed in Brandon Johnson. Immensely disappointed for someone who, when he ran at a debate, specifically said he was against subsidizing teams' stadium building efforts. He said it. He said it. And now he's cheerleading? Now he's jumping up and down cheerleading? He ran on the opposite of this. I feel incredibly let down by the windsocking that he's done to prop up his teetering regime. He's done a terrible job. And he ran on the opposite of this.
This concept of also the Bears needing to stay in Chicago.
Yeah, well, this is new.
This is Arlington Heights to people from outside of Chicago.
Might as well be Chicago.
Of course.
I mean, the Giants and the Jets play in New Jersey. It's almost like the reverse threat or something.
Yeah.
There's only 9 guaranteed dates for a football team every home season.
Well, one of the things that they said is
if you get 9, sometimes you only get 8.
Well, they are saying that they're going to lobby for the men's and the women's Final Four. The other thing that they have put forth is the idea of the state championship should be played at whatever this thing is going to be. And I think that the governor, I really appreciate what the governor is saying, and I do understand, I'm not blind to the fact that this is something that allows him to continue what has been his political identity as he tries to move up in the Democratic Party. What I don't like about what's happened this morning is, well, there's a lot, but specifically as it pertains to Chicago versus Arlington Heights, there shouldn't be that. This is exactly what Kevin Warren wants, is that he wants there to be a division. The state of Illinois and taxpayers in the county of Cook, which Arlington Heights resides in, and the state of Illinois are going to pay for this. Therefore, it doesn't matter to me whether the stadium is in Chicago or not. If it's in Chicago, it's interesting that the Bears have now used this as a tacit threat, and that the city seems to be falling for it at the highest leadership level of, well, we can't lose the Bears. You're not going to lose the Bears. The Bears are just going to play someplace else.
The Dallas Cowboys play in Arlington.
All the hotels are here.
Well, we still haven't paid off the other bill as taxpayers. It's only gotten worse.
There'll be hotels
and stuff.
We've
barely paid off we've barely paid off any of the loan.
They'll have what they need out in Arlington Heights. That's not the issue. The team's not going to Gary. It's not going to the Quad Cities. It's not going to St. Louis. All of this money is still going to be in the state of Illinois. There's almost no reason why the public should do the bidding, and I mean that both figuratively and literally, for Kevin Warren and the Bears. They're not going anywhere. We don't have to play Chicago versus Arlington Heights versus Naperville. They missed their opportunity to do that, and they're trying to do it backwards now. And now, when you get the support of the leaders of the city that are agreeing with that, it's hard to justify, like Dan said, if one were to look at Brandon Johnson's platform and the things that he was called and the things that he called himself as a candidate, this runs diametrically opposed to how he ran for mayor of Chicago. It is disappointing.
I'm shocked at all the people who blindly want to support this.
Well,
Do they not understand what the cost actually is?
No, they don't. They get mesmerized by drawings and AI videos and drone shots, and everybody gets excited, and then they only think of football.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Bears paid for a site already. With their own money that they didn't ask for your thoughts for. They didn't ask for your prayers for. They paid for a site with their own money where they did their own due diligence. They don't like what they want to pay the public. They don't like what the money that they've tried to negotiate down to give back to schools.
That's the other part of Brandon Johnson being a part of this. That is a hard circle to square. As someone who has spent a life in education and someone who has spent a life inside the teachers union, I am shocked at how the needs of black and brown people and students in the city of Chicago of any race, creed, or color is seemingly being ignored. That this has jumped to the top of his priority list. In a week where you have a Chicago police officer murdered, when you do have concerns about the infrastructure of CPS itself, of CPS buildings, in a week where people are discovering more about some of the problems with the actual drinking water in Chicago, I am surprised, to say the least, that this is the position at which he is staked.
We're also having issues trying to figure out the city budget and the state's agreements when it comes to funding for migrants who have been put here.
And look, I'm not a politico. I know a bunch of politicos. I'm not one. One would think, considering where things stand, how most people in the state feel, judging by voter turnout, about the governor of the state, that the mayor of the biggest city in the state might want to take a cue from the governor of the state from his same party. And yet, he is taking the opposite point of view, where it feels like Brandon Johnson is very comfortable sitting there at the cool kids table, and that the will of the people doesn't seem to be a priority. And that's what he ran on. That's why he was called a socialist. And if you go back and listen to interviews of Brandon Johnson talking about his feelings about corporate welfare, and you juxtapose that with a video of him up there next to Kevin Warren, head bowed in prayer,
and then doing a little dance for corporate welfare,
it would seem as if he has completely turned his back. And I'll go back to, you know, I'm a huge fan of Jeanette Taylor, the alderman of the 20th Ward. And real talk, she ran in the 20th Ward, so I didn't have to because of how corrupt things were in the 20th Ward when I lived there. When she said a couple of weeks ago that you have the activists have now become the establishment, she could not have been more right. And there are plenty of people on the south side, on the west side, here downtown, up north, that are looking at Brandon Johnson right now and going, how did that happen so quickly? How did we get here with a candidate that was supposed to embody some of the feelings of the people? This doesn't feel like, and I'm going to need a better explanation than I think they're willing to give at whatever this thing is that they're doing, before I would buy any of it.
Well, that's the unfortunate part too, is not only do we have to figure out what this actual plan is outside of drawings, but we also have to question logistics. We have to question what the concept is on a lakefront, where the Friends of the Parks have definitely made it known what their viewpoint is.
I hope they're mobilizing right now to slap as many federal lawsuits as possible.
There's a lake.
Everybody in that room.
There's a Lakefront Protection Act. What are your logistics that would make this possible? Parking has already been a concern. What does the parking situation look like? Like, aside from the way this was introduced, which is problematic in and of itself, it's everything after that that leads us to question, oh, it's only going to be $2 billion for you guys after you pay off the $600 million, which wasn't really $600 million to begin with, but because the city's already in trouble financially, you're still paying that off.
Get
who
on
are you,
the phone with your alderman.
Like, that's it, man. Who's paying for this? And, oh, we'll pay for it. Oh, it's going to be catastrophic. If it's going to be catastrophic to lose the Bears for 8 games a year?
That's the other thing, too, that you brought this up off the air. The gall to say that this enrichment of the Bears would, quote-unquote, revitalize the lakefront? Revitalize the lakefront?
Especially where they're at on the lakefront. It is, it's questionable that you would even use that as a selling point. If you want to talk about revitalizing the lakefront south of 63rd Street,
that'd be awesome. Down by South Shore?
Sure.
There is unbelievable lakefront.
Sure, that would be great.
Unbelievable lakefront that could use all sorts of tax dollars to help actually revitalize areas that could be revitalized.
Chicago's lakefront from 63rd Street to Howard is pretty great. It is a major selling point in our city. The idea, like, one only need to, I don't know, walk out to the museum campus, which sits where, Dan?
On the lakefront.
and then walk north to look at the skyline from where, Dan?
From the lakefront.
And just keep traveling north until you run out of Chicago.
Hey, you can go up to Montrose Harbor. You can go to the Montrose Bird Sanctuary.
Keep going north.
Walk out on the pier there if you want.
Nothing wrong with the lakefront.
That spend our whole summers, I'd say 2 days, when the weather warms up, at least 2 days a week I leave work here and park and go somewhere along the lakefront.
And
north, south, Harbor, DuSable Harbor, wherever it may be.
I'm trying to field a bunch of questions here, by the way. So people are wondering what the Bears tax burden would be, or like contribution in this case, according to some people, to the city. If it's publicly owned, they're paying less in taxes because they don't own it all. Just so you're aware, publicly owned means that we pay for it.
And they did this because they rolled this out today because they know all of the draft excitement will subsume much of the anger that perhaps they expected. I don't know that they quite got this one calibrated correctly, though. Tune in tomorrow from 5 to 9 p.m. after the Cubs game for wall-to-wall coverage of round one of the NFL draft. It's the Parkins and Spiegel draft special live from Detroit, including expert analysis from Dave Wanstead and Patrick Manley. Tune in on the Score or the Odyssey app. You can also watch the Parkins and Spiegel draft special on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube. Draft coverage on the Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.